This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Hi, everybody, and welcome along to Down the Line, the football podcast on the RNIB Connect radio network. My name's Neil Atkinson, and as always, just bringing you a bit of the football updates over the last week. So, joined by Gene, who, we might not have heard Gene's voice for a few weeks since Scotland were put out of the European Championships in the summer. It was probably the last time we heard from you, Gene. And Andrew as well, we've not heard from for a couple of weeks. Andrew, the Ipswich Town fan. So, a few things to chat about. What we'll do, we'll chat about the results over the last week. Got a little shout out to a challenge that was completed a week or so ago, which people might know of. And then we can bring it into some chat about Ipswich Town and Gene's beloved Queen of the South as well. So, plenty to chat about, and it should be a good one. So, before we get into the main kind of part and chat about the football, just wanted to give a quick shout out to John Attenborough, who some people might have heard and seen the complete challenge that John had set for himself and completed with Guide Dog Sam over the last week or two, as they completed the 42 challenge. So up in Scotland, there are 42 professional football clubs, and he set the challenge a couple of years ago to visit all 42 professional football grounds, whilst kind of following Dundee United, which are his team, picking up the odd game here or there, following with Dundee United in the Championship and the Premiership. All 42 grounds completed, the first guide dog and guide dog owner partnership to do that. So massive congratulations to John and Sam. I know it's been a huge commitment and a lot of hard work goes into that over the last couple of years, and all the accessibility staff and disability inclusion staff and all the various volunteers and helpers that go along the way to make sure that John and Sam were included felt included in all the stadiums that they visited. So definitely look out for anything along those lines, and good luck to John and Sam as they continue to, I'm sure, tick off more stadiums across the UK. We'll start with the Premier League stuff. So, Andrew, Ipswich Town, 2-2 draw at home to Villa. Difficult game, but a pretty worthy point. I caught some of it on Sky. So, what did you make of that?
I really enjoyed it. I thought they performed really well, like a good team effort. And they seem like they're getting there. They've got that sort of cohesion going after the first five games. But, I mean, they haven't really lost. Well, they haven't lost in four games. So, I was quite pleased. I thought when they went 2-1 down, I thought that may be the sign of a long afternoon. But if anything, they got better from the second goal, the Watkins goal. And I thought if they'd have played for about an extra few minutes, I think they'd have won it.
I think, Andrew, the best compliment I can give your team is they look as if they belong in that league. I'm very impressed with them. You know, coming up and looking at their setup, looking at the way they play, and I think it's wonderful when teams come up back into the big. They don't look out of place. And good luck to you.
Stay in the Premier League just for a couple more minutes. Arsenal picking up a big home win late on against Leicester's, a talking point after Man City dropping points away to Newcastle. So, Arsenal go level on points with Man City, with Liverpool still top of the league. And then I guess the big, maybe not shock, but certainly eye-catching result was the Tottenham 3-0 away at Old Trafford. Gene, how much of the Premier League have you been watching? Do you think Man United need to be looking at a different manager, or do you think they should be sticking with Erik ten Hag?
I am indeed watching Manchester United and have done for many years. To look at that abysmal performance of lack of anything from his team must drive the man mad. Absolutely mad. They came on. That was shameful. I don't think a change of manager in any way will help them. We'll have to get to the root cause. Somebody somewhere, I think a psychiatrist, of seeing what is wrong with you.
How are the Queen of the South doing?
We're doing fine, because guess what? We're top of the league on goal difference. We can't believe it. We're doing well. They have instigated. We have new owners. And dare I say this, they are Carlisle businessmen. Carlisle's 30 miles away from us in Dumfries. They are looking at the structure of the club. They are going into a league with 18 and 20-year-olds that are offering scholarships that they're appealing, and they're appealing for their fans to come back and support them. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of people having a good look, and we intend to do what we did previously, because we've had, well, Lyndon Dykes is one who played for us. We've had good local players, and that's what we're trying to redress, to get the best locally. It doesn't matter if they leave after a few years. We've done our job for Queen's and for Scottish football.
And I think that you're a massive part of that community, Gene, and the, you know, your passion and enthusiasm to try and get that accessibility is really admirable. Yeah. So I do wish all the best. I do, however many people listen to this and whoever listens to it, I think if you have a local club that you want to support, that you want to go out and get to the stadium and watch games, and you're not quite sure if the accessibility is there, then definitely go along, find out who the disability access manager is. It might be somebody who has four or five different roles at the club, depending on the size of the club. It might be somebody who's a bit like we spoke to the director of East Fife, who's also the disability access manager, who's also, you know, taking tickets for people coming through the gates. And, you know, you get these real family run clubs and real community clubs that want to do their best, but they're not sure if the demand is there. But if you are a local club supporter and you want to go and watch the game, you're not sure about audio descriptive commentary or accessibility, then yeah, go along, ask, get in touch with us, and we can try and find out what the best solutions are for these local clubs to facilitate for visually impaired people. So you're doing a good job at Coonan South.
In my experience, if it's only when you contact the clubs that you find out that they often don't know that people are attending matches who may have accessibility needs, and I've been told by at least two clubs, and one enormous, like a giant of English football, that they weren't aware of blind supporters attending matches. So, but I do agree, the experience I've had, certainly going to smaller grounds, is that they are quite accommodating, and they will offer things. But I think, like you said before the call started, the money side of things is tricky.
Sorry. Tell you what's very interesting is that Alva Television have done four live games of the Queens. And that has engendered, again, interest in the town and watching them.
Yeah. Yeah, always. I mean, you know me, Gene. I think I would choose a Scottish Championship game over an English Premier League game, or certainly most English Premier League games. I just, I don't know what it is, I guess. A bit of a Scottish football fan, and I think most people, well, quite a lot of people in Scotland would do that, actually, is choose to watch Queen of South versus Dunfermline rather than Liverpool versus Aston Villa, which sounds baffling to a lot of people, I'd imagine.
Proper football, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, and you recognise the players, and you might have had some players on loan, or some players that are out on loan from big clubs, and you kind of, it's always nice to keep an eye on it, and it's different. So yeah, I guess we'll round it up there. Nice to have you both back on the podcast. Not spoken to you on here for a wee while, so pleasure.
Thank you.